to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And it's PJ Barden is my name. We're just reading, finishing out an article by Paul Craig Roberts. And I'd have to say it's one of the few he likes pretty well. But his interviews are better. He's either, he comes to decision, he speaks better than interviews than he writes. It's amazing some people like that. But he was just saying that the whistleblowers are protected by federal law, regardless of the corrupt U.S. government tried to prosecute Binney for speaking out. But he has taken no classified document. A case could not be fabricated against him. Binney blames the NSA lawbreaking on Dick Dart Cheney. He says NSA's violations of law and the Constitution are so extreme that they would have to have been cleared by the top of government. Binney describes the spy network, explaining that it was supposed to operate only against foreign enemies and that using it for universal spying so overloads the system that the system fails to discover many terrorist activities. Apparently, the National Security Agency values being able to blackmail citizens and members of government at home and abroad more than preventing terrorist attacks, and that's clear. Unfortunately for Americans, there are many Americans who blindly trust the government and provide that means, the misuse of which is used to enslave us. A large percentage of the work in science and technology serves not to free people, but to enslave them. By now, there is no excuse for scientists and engineers not to know this, yet they are persist in their construction of the means to destroy liberty. Well, everything is being weaponized against us, medicine specifically. That is the key factor involved in the pharma industry, which the military-industrial complex has now got a hold of. And they're saying that the mafia are now in the employ of the CIA. Anybody here have any maybe mafia hits in the last 5 years? I haven't. I certainly have not. But similar article here. House bill forces Trump to nominate anti-Semitism envoy who would monitor criticism. Now, this is getting out of control. You cannot criticize Israel or you're anti-Semitic. And the murderous activity of Israel against the Palestinians is shocking. And again, this is another fact which I say to people on the rise pop. I said all the ISIS senior fighters who get injured are helicoptered into Israeli hospitals in Israel and looked after in Israel. We set up ISIS, Assad, and the CIA, 100%. The position of anti-Semitism envoy was created in 2004 over the objections of the State Department, which said it wasn't needed. It was urged by Israeli Minister for Diaspora Affairs, Nathan Sharshansky, who had formulated a new definition of anti-Semitism that included criticism of Israel. I mean, that's just an outrage. And as Alison Weir was writing, this goes on to say, January 14, 2019, Information Clearinghouse, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 411 to 1 for a bill that would force President Trump to nominate an anti-Semitic envoy, a position that has been vacant since he took office. The definition of anti-Semitism, the position uses, includes certain criticisms of Israel. The bipartisan bill upgrades the current position of anti-Semitism envoy to an ambassador rank, which requires jobs to be filled within 90 days. The law states that the special envoy shall serve as the primary advisor to and coordinate efforts across the U.S. government relating to monitoring and combating anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic incitement in foreign countries. Excuse me. The bill, H.R. 221. Special Envoy Commander and Combat Ensigns and blah blah blah. Put out this week. To become law, the bill must next be passed by the Senate and then be signed by the President. If Trump vetoes this, Congress can override this through a two-thirds vote. The position of anti-Semitism envoy was created in 2004, as he's repeating over the objections of the State Department. But while we know 23 of the 29 positions of death there are run by Americans with Israeli passports, and that's where that's coming from. But this stink is going on in Britain too, which is created out of absolutely nothing. We cannot detect that anti-Semitism anywhere in Britain. It's a fictitious event they're talking about individuals who are a tiny, tiny, tiny minority. But anyway, getting back to the perversion of medicine. So did you know the Zika virus is patented? And guess who owns it? Jonathan Robinson writes this. The World Health Organization dubbed the Zika virus a global health emergency in February 2016 without detailing much about the disease. In fact, most of the public do not know that it is patented. Zika, which is a sexually transmitted virus, has existed for many years and is marketed by two companies, Middlesex, United Kingdom, based cell and microbiology cultures provider, LGC Standards, and Manasca, Virginia-based reference microorganism provider, American Type Culture Collection, ETCC. They own the patent on it. Now comes the question, who owns the patent on Zika virus? The Zika virus is a commodity that has been purchased online from the ATCC and LGC partnership for €599 by the Rockefeller Foundation. Whoa. American banker and Chase Manhattan Corp. former chairman and chief executive David Rockefeller, in an address to a trilateral commission meeting, what a bunch they are, in June 1991 said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practices in the past centuries. You know, these Illuminati elites want everything, total control, and wipe out 90% of us. In 1947, researchers from the Rockefeller Foundation placed a rhesus monkey in a cage in the middle of the Zika forest in Uganda. The rhesus team was investigating possible causes of yellow fever, but instead of finding more about it, they made a discovery. Rhesus 766 would ultimately become known as the first carrier of the Zika virus. And says, how are genetically modified mosquitoes related to this story? Well, in July 2012, British biotechnology company Oxitec announced to the world that it had a large-scale genetically modified mosquito farm in Brazil, which was instituted with the goal of decreasing the incidence of dengue fever. Todd Shelby, an entomologist for the Department of Agriculture in Hawaii, stated that 3.5% of insects in a laboratory experiment managed to reach adulthood despite carrying the deadly gene. And tetracycline and other antibiotics are now showing up in the environment, in soil and surface water supplies. These GM mosquitoes, while designated to die in the absence of tetracycline, which was introduced to the lab in order to keep them alive long enough to breed, with tetracycline exposed, for example, in a lake, these mutant insects could actually thrive in the world, potentially creating a nightmarish scenario. Like this absolute demonology, demonic behavior, science out of control. But I'm going to use that word, and it comes up here in the next one. Health Ranger, Mike Adams is right. Demonic possession is everywhere. Watch at brightion.com, and Ethan Huff is writing this article, and it's got a classic painting of a demon. It's comical looking, actually, but if you're wondering why there seems to be a quickening of late with evil society now increasing at an exponential rate, the answer lies in the spiritual realm. Well, it's absolutely spiritual battle as well. But during the recent exposure of his Lost Arts radio program, which was available for viewing at Brighton, Richard Sacks reiterates what Mike Adam, the health ranger, wrote in a recent piece about rampant and widespread demonic possession in today's world. But some of these videos of people going berserk and filler station and shops. And one there before the program, watching a guy video in a large store, in a supermarket store kind of place. The clerk behind the counter said, "Yes, sir." He said, "How dare you call me, sir? Can't you see I'm a woman?" And he looked like Tarzan, this guy. But I just said, how do these people get possessed by that? I mean, I don't know. Why might sound a little out there? Why it might sound a little out there, especially for those who weren't raised in a belief system that acknowledges anything spiritual. Demonic possession is very real, and it's everywhere these days. It is not a complete explanation of everything, of course, but it's going on. This guy, Sacks, explains about the rapid increase in demonic activity, much of which manifests as leftist hatred for President Trump. You know, that's absolutely vile. Conservatives against Trump, conservatives, Christians, and white people, and various other targeted entities and groups. I've had some experience witnessing it, he says. You can watch Sacks' full video segment on demonic possession below. Okay, let's come to that. We've got millions of people that appear to be victims of this demonic state, and that's an issue, he adds. We have to see what we can do to help them, because it's going to be part of leading civilization right into darkness, and it's part of the way they already are. They already are, if you've not noticed. Like him or not, Trump's presidency is symbolic of the spiritual battle that's waging between good and evil. Recognizing that every human being has a soul, what we're seeing manifest across the airwaves and online today is in heated political climate points to the fact that millions of people have become possessed with demonic entities and become triggered by various things, which in turn cause them to reveal themselves in the physical realm. But definitely there's the disturbed, if not demonic, behavior of people across America. One of these, in the Democratic Party, one of the most recent examples of this was the Covington Catholic High School hoax perpetrated by the mainstream media. This fake news event triggered all sorts of media pundits, celebrities, and everyday Joes and Janes to literally rage with violent hatred on platforms like Twitter, calling 15-year-old high school boys to be fed into wood chippers and murdered. Another more general example of the left's cult's mindless hatred of President Trump. Policy disagreements aside, the vast majority of Trump haters feel the way they do for any particular or logical reason, okay, but simply because they've been programmed as such. Their internal demons persuading them to seethe with indignation and fury against the commander-in-chief. Well, trigger words. Excuse me. we can do it when people are programmed. We program people to keep going and kill people quite easily. The people who are in psychiatry and all that. He said, "I agree with Mike Adams based on the complete insanity and loss of common sense or logic prevalent in government and the large mass of the population. Maybe half of America or more. People are really upset and really mad. They're really hateful, but they're not really sure what they hate, etc. They hate the current president because they're told you have to hate him because he's terrible, and they don't know why. They don't know anything real that he did to become hateful. They just hate him." Yeah, that's a large part of CNN. The demons that live within the left cult have also convinced this army of intolerance to despise all white people, and especially white men, breeding a culture of racism which will ultimately lead to the strategy of divide and conquer coming to fruition. They said they're being trained now to hate people with light skin, which is not brilliant, because any kind of racism against any race is really ridiculous, sexist. Sure. Racism, division, hatred are more important than anything else. They want to spread fear, and people are running around terrified, and they're trying to hide it under their anger, hatred, condemnation, whatever groups, etc., etc., etc. I should give out the phone number. You have anything to add to this list? 800-313-9443. But, Natural News has been attacked this time by Twitter. Alert, Twitter blocks all Natural News Health Ranger channels after Adam's comments on Jack Dorsey, Joe Rogan, Bitcoin fraud. Adams is writing this himself. I'm not up to speed with this about Bitcoin fraud, but we regularly hear about Bitcoin's being stolen, the so-called great safe currency. It's a speculative currency, that's for sure. Mere hours after I appeared, this is Mike Adams talking, on the Alex Jones Show yesterday to reveal the truth about Jack Dorsey's criminal fronting for Bitcoin and the deep state money laundering, Twitter suspended all Health Ranger and National News accounts without explanation. Simultaneously, mere hours after my appearance on the Alex Jones Show. Importantly, the Health Ranger Twitter account tweets news stories that are more than 95% focused on health, nutrition, medicine, food science, and similar topics. There is absolutely nothing in the Health Ranger Twitter feed that could be justify being banned by Twitter. It's clear that this censorship order came from the top and was initiated to punish me for appearing on the Alex Jones Show. He says, as I mentioned on the show, Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, recently appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience, hyping Bitcoin as the currency that would take over the internet. According to Hack.com, Joe Rogan is being paid off to the tune of $300,000 per month via the Cash mobile app owned by Twitter. During the Joe Rogan interview, Joe utterly failed to ask Dorsey any tough questions at all, and the entire interview turned into an apparent fraud fest of pump and dump, frontmen Dorsey and Rogan pushing a massive crypto scheme into Rogan's listeners, utterly without disclosing the severe conflicts of interest held by both Rogan and Dorsey. In a version of what could have been seen as an SEC and forces wet dream, we have the CEO of Bitcoin specific payment app taking up the potential of Bitcoin, taking potential Bitcoin on a podcast, which he also pays to advertise said payment app. The report hacked.com. What Dorsey and Rogan also failed to mention is that Dorsey is an investor in the Lightning Labs project that's working to push a new protocol onto Bitcoin. Thus, Dorsey has a huge financial stake in the future success of Bitcoin. As I pointed out in my interview, Bitcoin is a creation of the deep state that is used to surreptitiously transmit payoffs and bribes to left-wing Democrats, for example, who are being bribed by Mexican drug cartels to oppose the border wall. This gets really deep into the multi-layered criminality in Washington. Apparently, Dorsey does not want any independent journalist talking about the criminal's dark side of Bitcoin, since he's pumping it up with the help of Rogan. In banning Natural News Health Ranger accounts, Twitter did not cite any reason at all, utterly failing to point out the tweets that violated Twitter's guidelines, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, violating community standards, that's a famous phrase they use. Anyway, we're going to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Should come in. This is the Varden Report. We're coming back from the first break of the second hour. Just tell Ken where I can hear a jumbo jet taking on and off and landing on during these things. We're doing this program today on my end on a BlackBerry. So I apologize for that. But we'll be geared up for a new digital system next week, we hope. There's a very good person working on it. But it's amazing the interference that comes on the line from God knows where. But all these calls are routed around the world. Now, there's no seems a direct line anywhere. The barrier on digital VoIP, which we hope to be back on next week. But anyway, this story that Mike has making hellish allegations here, and he wouldn't do them unless he had the evidence. I'll show you this Bitcoin ruse about Joe Rogan. I don't know who these are. Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey appear to be running a massive financial fraud scheme and using censorship to silence whistleblowers. And I'm quoting Mike Adams here. He said, what's clear in my mind from recent events is that Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey are running a massive crypto fraud scheme while running using the power of censorship to silence whistleblowers who are exposing their giant con, as hacked.com reports. This will surely, the SH will hit the fan on this. Criticism of the Bitcoin core narrative was being censored on Reddit long before the hammer fell on the likes of Alex Jones. Dorsey's version of future Bitcoin-dominated internet doesn't address this point, as a point that only seems more scandalous in the light of Twitter's similar prediction of censorship. Prediction of censoring those who deviate from the accepted scripts. that Jack Dorsey is just one of the many tech giant CEOs that has now turned to the tyranny of censorship to silence critics for off-platform behavior. Twitter has not cited any violent violations of community guidelines. That is a myth, but they are. You can't define that as justification for suspending Natural News and Health Ranger accounts. The actions were taken solely due to my appearance on the Alex Jones Show. Okay. He said, I think Jack Dorsey is running a massive financial fraud scheme and he's paying off people like Joe Rogan to shill with his crypto profit schemes while selectively silencing anybody who might raise legitimate questions about the dishonesty and deceptions of his entire operation. He's written this 2 days ago now, Mike Adams. And he goes on to say, as more and more people are now noticing, the tech giants that dominate the world are now quite literally being run by financial fraudsters and censorship goons who despise freedom of expression precisely because independent journalists are exposing their frauds and cons. Any independent journalist who attempts to warn the public and expose the truth about massive Bitcoin crypto con is targeted for selective censorship and defamation. Meanwhile, techno schemes like Dorsey, techno schemers like Dorsey funnel money to front men like Joe Rogan to keep pushing the propaganda that hypes up their personal enrichment Ponzi schemes. And the last paragraph, he said, it's even criminal according to SEC rules. When the SEC raid on offices, when will the SEC raid the offices of Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan and charge them with security violations for pushing a massive fraud, completely absent any honest financial disclosures are required by regulatory authorities. If Rogan and Dorsey were pumping Wall Street stocks in the same manner, they would have already been arrested and charged with securities fraud. Really, there's hardly any financial regulation anywhere after the Glass-Steagall Act was ditched by Clinton and Larry Summers. Why do they get a free pass when they're pumping the very same crypto con that has already caused innocent participants around the world to lose hundreds of billions of dollars? Read more about Bitcoin crypto fraud at bittrap.com and other sites, and check out important news on the evil of the tech giants at TechGlanceNews. Read Natural News for updates on whether Twitter decides to reinstate our channels or ban us permanently, utterly, without any legitimate reason. What's more here about the people? The people of Earth, why the people of Earth must declare war on the tech giants and defeat them like we defeated the Third Reich. Yes, indeed. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube have now become absolutely demonic entities. But, on and on it goes. But, as we're talking about the tech giants, Arkansas anti-microchipping bill author asks, do we wait until the snake bites? And Daniel Taylor writing this article for Activist Post. And he's saying here, anti-microchipping law, I think that should be here. It should be new laws under the American Constitution. Absolutely obscene. We have to have laws to prevent it now. Representative Stephen Meeks of Arkansas introduced a bill last month that would prevent employers from forcibly microchipping employees. Meeks introduced House Bill 1177 in January. He stated regarding the bill, do we want to wait until the snake bites and then try to come up with solutions for it? I believe there's great wisdom in doing it beforehand. And also, he's going on to show a video here. He said the bill would allow employees to use chips but prevent the chip implanting conditions for employment. There is no current law in the United States regarding forcible microchipping. Well, just wait a while and we'll see if the Democrats get any more power. Worldwide trends are pointing to a future in which widespread use of implanted chips becomes commonplace. Well, the Swedes are holding their arm out to be microchipped, but they're gone as a race of people anyway. Social credit scores already regulate the lives of millions of Chinese citizens. A de facto social score has already been implanted in the United States by big tech. Absolutely. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break. And we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. Just about hear that music. okay, we're here. And moving on to the yellow vest, because that is a story not being covered properly by the BBC, just giving it token coverage. And the British media as well. It's shocking. It's 12th week of it now, I think, on the streets, and it's getting more violent by each week as each week goes by. And it says, fearing yellow vests, Macron attacks the French civil liberties, the first article. The second article after this was, a yellow vest movement starts a new form of protest, burning banknotes. Yeah, well, when the euro goes down, they'll be doing that anyway. We should give out the number, if you know, thank God for our spiel today. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And somebody called Bill Wirtz is writing this article about the yellow vest protests uprising in France in a desperate attempt to push back against the yellow vest demonstrations in France. President Emmanuel Macron and his party are restricting the right to protest. The anti-troublemakers bill. The majority of the French National Assembly approved the Lovent, whatever in French, bill on January 31st. However, it wasn't Macron's own Republican march. The Republic on the Move party has come up with a new reason, new rules on protest, but rather the Republican right, the centrist party of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, which has taken the side of the police in violent protests in Paris and other major French cities. The French Senate, a body in which Republicans are still in the most numerous, has suggested a bill in early January that already contained the most controversial aspect of the current law. It hands protest bans to administer the powers. The decision will be purely in the hands of the unelected prefects put in power by the government. This does not mean that the prefects, and I'm just under there, the heads of the police, etc., that who represent the central government on the local level. France is a highly centralized country, will be able to ban the organization of protests outright. They can, however, ban... bar certain individuals from participating. Individuals identified in a specific police file will be unable to attend protests. I don't know how they're going to stop them for as long as a month. Even if they have, a diet ticket or something, even if they do not have previous convictions. The decision will be purely in the hands of the unelected prefects who put in power by the government. There is an uncertainty for now as to whether such a decision would appear in court. Anyway, it goes on this article. Run it down to the next one there. The Yellow Vest movement starts a new form of protest, burning banknotes. Jamie Redman lighting this off and shows them here holding up banknotes, burning it with a flare gun. For well over 2 months, the Yellow Vest movement in France has continued to keep itself illuminated with fervent protests against taxes, the banking system, and the region's bureaucrats. On February 1st, a group of Gilets Jaunes, that's the Yellow Vest working at a bill printing factory, explained their plan to show the world they mean business by burning pallets of bills, starting with Israeli banknotes. So I say, Yellow Vest burns stocks of foreign bills. The grassroots Yellow Vest movement in France has consistently made headlines across the world while protesting the country's monetary system, euro, of course, politics, for instance. On Tuesday, February the 5th, about 18,000 Yellow Vests joined. This is during the week. On Tuesday, joined a march in France capital, walking side by side with another 12,000 CGT union workers. The protests also followed the demonstration on Friday, which showed employees claiming to work for the Banque de France banknote mill. The Yellow Vest Association group threatened to burn large sums of paper banknotes. A new Bitcoin.com correspondent from France explained how the bill burners are demanding fiscal and social justice in a unique fashion. I see a euro note for €500. That's being withdrawn, so that's no longer a currency. That's the ones they're burning. In the last 15 days, we burned passport paper, bank check paper, and grey card paper for vehicle documents, explains the banknote burning group's video on Facebook. But the French government is completely deaf, so we have moved to the next level. If the French government continues to make it seem as nothing scandalous is happening, we will make this so all the world will know what's happening, the bill factory employees stated. And starting today, we start to burn foreign bills. Oh, the first paper ream we have here is for Israeli banknotes. We start with this, and then we burn everything. And if the French government doesn't change, all foreign currencies that are waiting for their bills will not be delivered. Nothing in the name of that. And I said, hyper Bitcoin colonization. NewBitcoin.com has covered the Yellow Vest movement in the past and how many well-known Bitcoins have, and how many well-known Bitcoiners have explained that the yellow vest should really be hit the banks where it hurts by moving from fiat to Bitcoin. At the same time, the world economy has been shuddering once again, and the economists are predicting another global depression similar to 2008, many 10 times worse than 2008. Many regions like Venezuela, South Sudan, Turkey, Haiti, Zimbabwe, and Argentina are suffering from economic hardships. And it goes on to say, if every French person covered 20% of their bank deposits, or converted 20% of their bank deposits into Bitcoin, French banks would collapse, and a lot of bloodshed could be avoided, said Max Kaiser on December 9th. Well, Max was saying, the idiot who said that if Scotland left the UK, they could use Bitcoin. That's absolute BS. The economic uncertainty worldwide has bolstered the dream of hyper-Bitcoinization. Many have written about the dream and believe that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will experience mass attention from the majority of citizens living in impoverished countries. Well, how the hell will they buy it with no money? The co-founder of the Satoshi, Nakajima Institute, Tendai Kratz, once said, a hyper-Bitcoinization event will be much quicker than a hyperinflation event. Well, John McAfee is claiming he's going to go to $1 million value. And he said to do something I can't say on air. But hyper-Bitcoinization should be accompanied by a rapid improvement in productivity and wealth. The thing that just as a switch is ridiculous. Hyper-Bitcoinization will probably be a confusing time for everyone here. Time right, it will, like a second adolescence. However, once it's over, no one will be able to imagine how we got by the earlier system. A loss of confidence in the system has given birth to many movements, etc., etc. The final paragraph, the Yellow Vest movement is similar to the Occupy Wall Street movement that took place 7 years ago and the birth of Bitcoin 4 years ago. Global citizens are upset that their leaders are losing confidence in the central bank's paper bills, which are printed by the trillions every year. People from all countries and continents are upset with the system and believe something has got to give. Our correspondent from France told news.bitcoin.com that most individuals don't wear yellow vests these days because of it. If you take the train in to go to Paris and they check if you have a yellow vest, then they can arrest you for not only for protesting in France, threatening to burn large-scale bills, etc. Well, considering it was the law for many years in France that you must carry a yellow vest, in your car, if the car breaks down, you have to stand on the motorway. So every car is allowed to have one unless they change the law. But there you are. And the five ways to teach liberty to young children. And I don't know who the writer here is. Some of these authors are the regular writers on them. They do ramble on. I mean, they shovel everything into the article. Let's go to that article later on. But it said important facts that you should know about EMF and electrosensitivity. Well, covering a lot of ground on that myself here. A vast amount of articles. And anybody who goes into activistpost.com will get a fantastic range of very well-written scientifically researched articles. And 99% proving that electronic smog in your house is shocking and that smart meters will kill you and 5G will absolutely do you in completely. And the existing 4G and household carry-on microwaves, roaming phones, and these baby monitors giving off 18,000 microwaves a second are horrendously dangerous to children. But actual news writing this, here's writing this, Vicky Batts, machine's reasonable writer. EMF or electromagnetic field seem to be on everybody's minds lately, and for good reason. A growing body of evidence concludes that EMF will wreak havoc on the surrounding environment and people in it. EMF goes by many names, including electromagnetic radiation, EMR, and radio frequency, cell phone radiation, but collectively known as EMF. Concerns about the hazardous health effects of EMR are on the rise in large parts due to 5G, the next generation of internet. telecommunications, Wi-Fi, and that's really what it is. Next generation of internet, which will essentially blanket most of the country. Our society and EMR proponents of this technology are singing its praises and are turning a blind eye to the very real threat of EMR. Even the federal agencies purporting tasks with protecting public health have been incredibly limp-wristed in their approach to EMR and its potential to unleash a wave of health crisis. Indeed, there are several things to know about EMR before buying into the hype being peddled by the mainstream media. This is, what are they saying about EMR? Writing in the Green Med Info, that is an outstanding journal, Nicholas Penold explains that there are several things that everyone ought to know about EMR that are being overlooked. First and foremost, he says, is the fact that our current EMF standards are based on heating effects rather than biological effects. In other words, the EMF safety standards from 1986 are based on a false premise that the only way in which EMF can harm is through production of heat. That is absolute BS. Penold reports that publicly available research published by NASA and the U.S. Naval Medical Research Institute and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, show that EMF can and does cause damage through non-thermal mechanisms. All three of these studies were conducted in the 1970s and have been plenty more since. A $25 million study was published by the National Toxicology Program also recently concluded that EMR is a definite carcinogen linked to cell phone radiation, cancers, and heart and brain effects. I said, in spite of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, the industry is biased to color perceptions about the safety of EMR. As this guy panel contains, big telecom is forcing big tobacco lead by conjuring up a host of no effect studies. Okay, we're doing what the tobacco industry did. Indeed, there are many issues with so-called science on EMF, but there's still many other concerns to be aware of. Again, where are the scientists who to speak up in this? All golden handcuffs being paid big money to keep their mouths shut and keep their jobs. The EMF exposure is growing concern. The sheer breadth of EMR exposure is enough to warrant alarm. As Penelope knows, the average person is likely being exposed to levels of electromagnetic radiation that are much worse than what was used in the NTP study. While the U.S. mandates that cell phones cannot be sold if their SAR, specific absorption rate, exceeds 1.6 WKG threshold, French researchers have found that the way SAR is tested is inaccurate. Okay, and they're going on with many much more evidence. That's 5G, cell phone radiation, shocking, and smart meters have to be stopped. Anyway, FBI is seeking to covertly create a national DNA database that turns everybody into a suspect, and you help create it if you use DNA analysis services. Tracy Watson was writing this article for National Museum, and there's the DNA graphic. It is saying here, in 2002 science fiction movie Minority Report, a specialist police department known as pre-crime arrests criminals before any crime ever takes place, based on information supplied to them by three psychics called precogs. When the movie was released 17 years ago, it seemed like the ultimate escapist fantasy. It certainly did not seem possible that the police would start going around arresting people on the basis of what they might do, multi types and other information. Fast forward to 2019, and suddenly the movie seems prophetic of what could really be taking place in the very near future, albeit based on information supplied by DNA rather than psychics. As reported by Zero Hedge, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, is determined to create a database containing the DNA of virtually every human being in the country. And at least three recent developments are working together to make this likely that they will reach their goal. For one thing, Congress has approved legislation allowing police officers to collect and test DNA samples immediately after arresting people. Additionally, in 2017, President Trump signed the Rapid DNA Act, which allows law enforcement officials to use special rapid result instruments to create DNA analysis from DNA samples, and then to include these samples in the FBI's DNA database known as CODIS. And finally, several important court judgments have recently been handed down, allowing police to take DNA samples from people who have been arrested but who have not yet been convicted of a crime. But you know, they've been mopping up at every chance in hospitals, and after surgery, all blood tests, and trying to take the data tyranny. And finally, the audience goes on to say, okay, we're going to this last break of this hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay. And we're coming back in for the last few minutes of this hour. This is the Bottom Report. And we're just reading about the police state and capturing your DNA if you're arrested even before you're charged with a crime. And the final part of this article says, the police like to refer to DNA as the modern fingerprint. All humans shed DNA all the time, making it an excellent way to catch those who have committed crimes. What is DNA? Deoxyribulic acid, or DNA as is commonly known. It is a long molecule present in virtually every cell of the human body, which contains the recipe for what each individual human looks like. The specifics of their personality, their specific character traits and flaws, etc. No two people share the exact same DNA, which means that when police find trace of DNA at a crime scene, it can be proved exactly who committed the crime if they can be sure that the DNA does not belong to someone else. The problem with DNA from the privacy and Fourth Amendment perspective is that it contains information like whether a person is predisposed to be a follower or a leader, a peacemaker or a troublemaker. If the FBI starts arresting people who they believe are likely to commit crimes in the future based on their genetic programming, it will be a slippery slope that could lead us to living in a minority report type, in a minority report type world at no time. Well, that means we're 90% there anyway. Shocking. Beware of what you share. You might feel that none of this need concern you. In fact, perhaps you are a normal, even-keeled, law-abiding citizen. I believe it is unlikely that the FBI will ever get their hands on your DNA. Think again. There are multiple ways in which the FBI can access your DNA, and you might even be handing it to them willingly by using genealogical and ancestral services, as reported by Zero Hedge. Even hospitals have gotten in on the game by storing newborn babies' DNA, often without their parents' knowledge or consent. It's part of the government's mandatory genetic screening of newborns. However, in many states, the DNA is stored indefinitely. For the rest of us, it's just a matter of time before the government gets hold of your DNA, either through mandatory programs carried out in connection with law enforcement and corporate America, by warrantless accessing our familiar DNA shared with genealogical services such as Ancestry, etc. If you believe that the government will only ever act honorably and with your best interests in mind, then you need to be concerned. For many observers, however, an examination of past governmental behavior leaves them very uneasy about what the FBI is likely to be doing. They're doing it, my friend. And people are talking about it. Okay, I'm talking about it. But they're not doing anything about it. Okay, we've reached the top of the hour on the second hour. And we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.